Two recent passenger plane crashes in Africa have raised fears over inadequate airline safety and security standards on the continent. Airport officials in the region are becoming increasingly jittery and cautious. A Senegalese plane, which had been grounded in Mali since last week because of safety concerns, was finally allowed to leave the capital, Bamako, on Monday, but without any passengers. All its wheels had blown out on arrival, and Malian officials decided they didn't want to risk putting passengers on board the aircraft operated by Senegal's Sunu Air. About 50 European tourists waiting in Timbuktu in the Sahara Desert for a return air trip were forced to travel to Bamako by car instead. Meanwhile, a French-bound Senegalese plane was prevented from leaving Dakar on Sunday. No official reason was given. These incidents follow the second deadly passenger plane crash in Africa in 2 weeks on Saturday, when a Paris-bound charter jet operated by Egypt's Flash Airlines crashed into the Red Sea shortly after takeoff, killing all 148 people on board. On December 25th, a Beirut-bound plane crashed in the Gulf of Guinea shortly after leaving Benin's airport, killing at least 130 people. The plane purchased in Afghanistan was operated by UTA, a company owned by Lebanese immigrants in West Africa. The exact causes of both crashes remain undetermined, but appear to have been caused by mechanical failures. They come as new airlines are multiplying in Africa, many with uncertain safety and security standards. UTA had been denied an operating license in Lebanon, but was granted one in Guinea. Meanwhile, Flash Airlines was banned in Switzerland more than a year ago because of safety concerns. The director of British-based global aviation security training company, Greenlight Limited, Philip Baum, says there are concerns now that standards are lower in Africa than anywhere else.
Unfortunately, accidents take place on a fairly frequent basis on every continent around the world, so people are understandably concerned about these incidents. What is known about what goes on within Africa or certain parts of Africa, I don't think one can generalize for the whole continent, is that sometimes the safety and security checks are not necessarily done to the level that they're done elsewhere around the globe.
Concerning security and terrorist threats specifically, Mr. Baum says high levels of corruption could make Africa an easy target.
There is no doubt that security in African airports is not on a par with those in Western Europe for a whole variety of reasons. The level of pay afforded security staff in Africa is not going to prevent them accepting possible bribes by organization. I mean, corruption is, to a certain extent, part of life in certain parts of Africa.
Industry analysts also say African airlines have trouble remaining in business, so they are often suspected of trying to save money on aircraft maintenance and passenger checks. In Ghana, officials from the beleaguered Ghana Airways deny they compromise on safety and security. But the result is that flights to the United States from the capital Accra are sometimes delayed for several days. It could be a case of better late than never for Africa's airlines. Nico Colombin, VOA News, Abidjan.